A year ago today, President Bush made his first 11 judicial appointments. Republicans are quick to point out that only 3 of those original 11 have been confirmed. The White House has used the anniversary date as a way to dramatize what it calls the Democrats' blockade of judicial appointments. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
On judgeships, the numbers game is endless. The White House puts out a fact sheet noting that only half of its nominees have been confirmed and a third of its appellate appointments. The Democrats counter with their own numbers, which tell a different tale. They've confirmed more judges in the first 10 months of this year since they took over control of the Senate than the Republicans did for all of 1996 and 97 combined when the GOP controlled the Senate and President Clinton was in the White House. The Democrats, by the close of business today, will have confirmed 56 judges out of 100 nominees. But politics is politics. Everyone is for an independent judiciary, and the White House is on the warpath on the subject of judicial nominations. In an interview with NPR, Karl Rove, the political counselor to the president, said Mr. Bush has no intention of heeding the Democrats' call for compromise on judicial nominations. The president is galled, not chastened, by Democrats stalling on some nominees, he said.
If their message was, okay, Mr. President, we want you to surrender this process to us in the Senate and nominate the kind of judges that would have been nominated had you not been elected president, they're kidding themselves.
But Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the president has slowed the process with highly controversial nominees who take longer to examine. And he says the non-controversial ones will go first.
The Constitution is saying advise and consent, not advise and rubber stamp.
The White House's Mr. Rove notes with indignation that 8 of the first appeals court nominees are still languishing.
These 8 people have not even been given the courtesy of a hearing. They include incredibly compelling life stories. I mean, Miguel Estrada came to this country as a teenager, did not speak English, and graduated magna cum laude from undergraduate school and at the top of his class in law school.
Indeed, Republicans, backed by some Hispanics, have charged that Democrats are discriminating against Estrada based on his ethnic background. The Democrats counter, however, that Estrada is seen as something of a Hispanic Clarence Thomas. Indeed, many of the leading Hispanic organizations have written to Chairman Leahy asking him to go slow on the nomination. Estrada, as Senator Leahy notes, has been appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia.
For about 4 or 5 years, they wouldn't allow anybody to go on the D.C. circuit. They blocked any consideration of President Clinton's nominees. And in fact, they took the position that this circuit didn't have enough work to do and should be shrunk. All of a sudden, they get a Republican president and say, whoops, we got to expand the circuit. We got to put all these people on. You got to have them tomorrow. Well, that's not going to happen. They will get hearings. Unlike the Clinton nominees who were never given a hearing, they will be given a hearing.
Karl Rove says, however, that President Bush picked Miguel Estrada, like other judicial nominees, because he's a conservative.
That's what the American people want. They do not want an unelected judiciary that is acting as a super legislator or as a super executive. They do not want the courts up there imposing their own views independent of the elected officials in this country who are charged under the Constitution with writing the laws.
But Democrats counter that President Bush's stated model for judicial conservatism, Supreme Court Justices Thomas and Scalia, joined by other conservatives on the Supreme Court, have overturned more acts of Congress than any court in modern memory, not the traditional notion of a conservative. And while the president says he won't be intimidated by a recalcitrant Democratic majority, Senator Leahy says he won't be intimidated either.
I'm one of the few senators up here not running for president. I did have almost 75% of the vote last time in Vermont. I'm just going to do my job.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.